Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-karim ma ba'd. Inshallah, today we're doing a very simple dua. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person emerges from his home, when he leaves his home, and he reads the following dua, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then the angel says, Hudita, you have been guided. All of us are looking for hidayat, guidance. We want the sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path. We want to do that which is correct. Nobody wants to be misled and go astray. Here you read this dua in the name of Allah, and I have placed my firm trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no turning away and there is no power and strength against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no turning away from sin except with help from Allah ta'ala. And there is no power and strength in doing good except with assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what happens? He gets four duas, or four things happens. Number one, Hudita, he is guided. Then, Kufita, the angel says, you have been sufficed. Whatever hajat you have for the day, whatever needs you have, your work, you have to accomplish so many things. Kufita, you will be sufficed. Third, Wuqita, you will be protected. Who doesn't want to be protected? So you'll be protected from your enemy. And, Watanaha anhu shaitan, Shaitan moves away from him. Shaitan goes on one side. Shaitan does not mislead him. So four things you get. When you read Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then you are getting hidayat. Your work will be sufficed. Allah Ta'ala will suffice you. Allah will protect you. And Shaitan will move away from you. Simple dua. Let us read it every single day when we leave our home. And we'll get these four great benefits, inshallah. Just a reminder, it is Friday today. Last week we did the virtues and the blessings of durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You read just one durood and you get 10 mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 10 sawab, 10 reward. 10 of your sins are forgiven. 10 stages in the akhirat, in jannat. You will be elevated. Your duas are answered. Your needs are fulfilled. You get the intercession of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. It'll be nur for you on Pul Sirat. So many virtues. Also, on a Friday, Suratul Kahf, we read, and we mentioned so many virtues the other night. Simple, one of the virtues is, whoever reads Suratul Kahf on a Friday, on the day of Qiyamah, there'll be nur for him, from his feet right till the sky. Allah Ta'ala will bring for him light on the day of Qiyamah. Allah give all of us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Subhanallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.